And as Becca mentioned, the 6th annual Ozark Writers Live at the Fayetteville Public Library is tomorrow from 10 until 4. It allows readers and writers an opportunity to have conversations with people who make a living by writing. Richard Knack is one of the writers scheduled for tomorrow. He's been on the New York Times bestsellers list often with his fantasy novels, either set in series developed by others or in worlds he created himself. He earned his degree in rhetoric at the University of Illinois, and this week I asked him how he prepares for an appearance like tomorrow's at the Fayetteville Public Library.
If I'm doing a signing at a bookstore, then yeah, it would be, because I'm been more, I'm likely to just be talking to people about a particular book. And, you know, their questions on that particular book. If it's an event like this, I do try to take into account whether the people might have their own interest in coming into writing, well, you know, what they want to hear about my experiences as a writer, and so they can you know, identify what they are trying to do. I think that these events, like the library, are certainly more very important to people who want to get started in writing, because it's a venue for asking those questions, for hearing those type of subjects that appeal to their hopes for the future.
Is an answer for those people, is one possible answer, begin your major in chemistry, then get your bachelor's in rhetoric?
Well, that is one do it, I guess. I wouldn't recommend it these days, but no. Sometimes you find your course, you know, is a bit winding. What shall we say that?
Right. Well, from what I understand, you developed what eventually developed into your passion for writing came from reading. Is that correct?
That's very correct. Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, I learned to read at a very young age, and my parents encouraged me to read. And the moment I started reading books, you know, these new worlds opened up to me. And I couldn't help first, of course, like many people, thinking about what it was like to be in those worlds, and then expanding on that quickly to, you know, what if I had a world like this, you know, which was more to my taste even. And so eventually those worlds had to be put down on paper. So going from reader to writer was a natural thing for me. It just was like expanding from one direction into another one. You know, you start with other people's worlds, you enjoy being in them, and you think about what if this world was a little bit different, and you just start creating your own thing. So I think it's a natural course for many people.
What do you know now that you didn't know then when you were starting?
That you got to be crazy to do this.
Okay.
Help, anyway.
Crazy because
this is not your normal 9-to-5 job. This is something that is part of you. You know, you find yourself working at writing at odd hours. You know, ideas coming to your head at odd times. You know, you could be with friends somewhere. You know, you could be in different situations, and you know, these story notions will come to your head. And so it's a part. It's in the blood, so to speak. You have to be a little bit prepared for it to happen at any time, basically, to pop into your head. And so you gotta be a little bit crazy to appreciate it.
How disciplined do you have to be to finish the project?
Oh, you have to be disciplined. A lot of people can start a project, but a lot of people can also end up not finishing a project. You know, so you have to be able to make sure you can write on a regular basis. You have to make sure that try to keep fresh with the writing on that particular project. Sometimes you might have to step away and work on another one for a short time and then come back to that. But the point is, you always have to try to keep moving forward. You might have to go back and change something, but the overall process, you have to keep trying to move forward.
When you're writing, you've written books in the series Diablo and Warcraft. These are worlds that others created, part of Blizzard Entertainment's franchise. Do you have specific rules that you have to stay in, or do you have somewhat carte blanche?
No, there are specific rules you have to stay in. I mean, this is somebody else's world. They have guidelines of what's in this world, what can happen in this world. Often they'll make a suggestion of what it is that they want you to write about. I mean, you know, it's generally like, we want you to write a story concerning this type of character or this particular place, and they'll give you, they'll give you something of a synopsis, and then you develop a longer synopsis, and you pass it back and forth until they're happy and you're happy. I don't mind playing in other people's world. Like I said, when I first started reading, that's what I was basically doing,
mm-hmm.
in other people's world. So this is just a big extension of that. And, I've worked in several worlds, but you mentioned those two. I've also done Dragonlance and Conan and a couple other things. They've all had varying levels of rules. Some were more strict than others. But generally, I was able to get myself in there somewhat, so I could add something to what they have already done. That's pretty much like that. I could not just write a book that is basically here's an outline. Here's an entire script basically. Now just put this into a different format.
Mm.
I couldn't do that. I have to be able to add something to it, and I try to stay true to what they've done. Giving a little bit of myself, and seems to have done well overall.
Yesterday on the program, I talked with Mara Leverett, who is, wrote Devil's Knot, a writer of nonfiction investigative journalism. She's one of the writers. They'll be at the Ozark Writers Live. The writers included every year at this are, very different in what the finished product is. I wonder, when you go to something like this, can writers of far different types of works learn from each other?
I think so, because there are certain elements that are the same, first of all, for all writers, be it fiction, nonfiction. And sometimes you learn different tricks of how to do something. I think that there's a lot of things you learn. Plus, often people are interested in expanding beyond what they've done. A nonfiction writer might have a novel in mind or something, or a fiction writer might have a book about some interest in mind. So there's always crossover, and there's always things you can learn in different aspects of the field from each other, be it the actual writing process or perhaps some business aspect. So it's I enjoy talking to writers of all sorts, and I found that they tend to enjoy talking to writers of all sorts too.
Does it ever get old seeing your name preceded by the phrase "New York Times best-selling author"?
No. It's always an honor to me. Always that so many people enjoy the book. Every book that comes out with my name on it is like the first one for me. So I was like, oh, look, my name's in print. Hooray! I know how hard it is for a lot of people to get that done, and I appreciate that. I've written some 45 novels and a couple dozen short pieces, and I'm very grateful for the career I've had, and I'm. I'm always grateful when something new comes out, because it means people have continued to enjoy my work.
Richard Knack is a New York Times bestseller author and will participate in tomorrow's Ozark Writers Live at the Fayetteville Public Library. The event is from 10 until 4. You can learn more at faylib.org. You can learn more about Richard at his website, richardaknack.com, and the last name is spelled K-N-A-A-K.